Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Frahill is back with Sport. Darren, a sad day, but lots to remember about Cork legend Teddy McCarthy.
Absolutely, Keane. I think we were all taken by surprise. Big shock last night to hear that Teddy had passed away at the age of 57. Would have turned 58 next month. And an absolutely brilliant footballer and hurler. Dual star. He'll always be remembered as that man to have played in both and won All-Ireland finals in the same year. That was, of course, the famous Cork double in 1990. And I want to look at that achievement in a little more detail now, because the double was done on the 16th of September 1990. The Cork footballers defeated Meath. They became the All-Ireland champions. And the county's hurlers had beaten Galway 2 weeks previous to that. Teddy played in both games, but at the final whistle in the football, what did he do? A lot of people have forgotten this. What did he do?
Remind us.
He went down the players' tunnel, you know, like Stephen Cluxton did in 2011. He did the very same thing, obviously a lot before Stephen Cluxton did. At the time, he didn't want the spotlight to be on him as the guy that won the double. He wanted the focus to be on the county's achievement of doing that. And I have to say, doesn't that always speak volumes
it's
about the lad?
Lovely.
It was about the double. It wasn't about him. So anyway, Jimmy McGee caught up with him eventually in the dressing room after the game.
Sam and it's Liam in the 1 year for Cork.
The only man in captivity who has two All-Ireland senior medals in two different sports in the same year. It's a great sense of occasion, Teddy.
Very good, yeah. Really, my main ambition coming up here was to win, you know. Anything else was a bonus after that. I suppose it's unique for me, Harry, I suppose, to win two medals in the 1 year. It's been 100 years, I think, since it's been won last. And hopefully it'll be another 100 years.
Yeah, it was always about the double for him. Our correspondent, Marty Morrissey, joins me now. Marty, he was much more than a dual footballer hurler, though, wasn't he?
He was. I mean, he was much, much loved and was, as they say, a great character, great company, great fun. And, you know, when I think of Teddy, I think of the great story of and the pride the people of Cork have about Teddy. I think it was Anthony Daly was in, met some Cork people and they asked him, you know, how many All-Irelands do you have? Two, 95, 97. Oh, we have a lad in Cork here. He did it in 2 weeks. which epitomised the Cork humour and the pride of Teddy. But as you said, Darren, listening to Jimmy McGee and Teddy, my God, two legends that we've lost. And but much love. I mean, I genuinely loved his company. When they won the double in 1990, I was just starting off. I was in RTE in Cork. And when they came home, they brought me onto the bus, Kevin Hennessy, Tomás Mull, all these legends of Cork. And I have to say, you know, I just loved his company. I think that was the main thing, was his sense of wit. It was always about everybody else and not Teddy. Mm. And, you know, I think as the years went by, I think he realised that what he did in 1990 was significant and would never be done again. To win two All-Irelands in the same month, as I tell you the yarn about the 2 weeks, epitomises that we probably will never see the likes of his achievement again.
I don't think so. Marty, can you just tell, he won more than just the double though, didn't he? Just take us through that briefly, will you?
Yeah, absolutely. He won two All-Ireland football medals, six Munster and an All-Star. He was also Texaco Football of the Year in 1989. He won two All-Ireland hurling medals and believe it or not, he was also played international rules for Ireland back in 1986 when it was only starting off the process. Yeah, he managed the Laois Hurlers in 2011, but after a year, I think he gave it up due to work commitments. And but I think his heart was always in Cork, you know. And he was part of Gerard McCarthy's management team back in 2009, I think it was, when there was a lot of controversy. He was Cork true and true. He loved Sarsfields, he loves Glanmire, he loved his club. He was passionate every time I met him. It was about the club, we're doing well, we might win it this year. And he was vice chairman. So, yeah, it's a sad day for Cork. I mean, they lost Christy Ring, I think he was only 58. Teddy was going to be 58 on the 1st of July. So too young, indeed, to lose a great, great man, a great legend, and a man that I can honestly say we all loved being in his company.
Rest in peace, Teddy Mac. Thoughts with you and all your family and friends. Thank you, Marty. Tyrone footballer Conor Myler would like to play a role in the integration process between the GAA, the Camogie Association and ladies football. Myler is a PhD student and he's studying at the Technological University Shannon, and along with Dr. Aoife Lane from the SHE Research Group and Dr. Katie Liston, Ulster University, they've developed a policy, a brief, that sets out 5 key recommendations for this integration process. The document will be published today, and he's been filling me in on the process so far.
I think it's been an eye-opener for me, and I think there's a lack of awareness as to where we're really at with an integration or what it might actually look like. For me, we've got the greatest game in the world, but yet we're still operating off different organisations based on gender. I've been very proactive in trying to learn and understand from a female perspective of where they're at in Gaelic games and some of the issues and the discrepancies and disparities so far. And I've reached out to all 3 associations and have had some really productive conversations, particularly with Laurie McCarthy in the GA and Hilda Breslin in the Camogie Association. I've reached out to Mary McAleese in the steering committee as well, and really excited to see where we can take this. I would love to have some sort of involvement coming from, you know, an evidence-based, theoretically underpinned process here with the research, and hope that we can use the research then to benefit the 3 associations. And
yeah, that's all your sport for now. We'll finish with the news of the merger between the European Tour, the DP World Tour, the PGA Tour and the Saudi-backed LIV Golf Organisation.